Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We need guiding principles to discern the political and cultural landscape. And right now, the situation in Afghanistan is sadly, a perfect picture of a fundamental principle we need to uphold if we're going to maintain a conservative mind, and that's this: law mitigates evil. Law restrains evil. And it's so strange that people were out of their minds to get rid of Trump, because Trump had mean tweets, and Trump was allegedly prideful and vulgar and brash and rude and uncivilized. And yet, what Trump did and what Trump stands for is the upholding of the rule of law and the execution of justice. That's what Afghanistan needs right now. And when we see the retreat of law and order, we witness the chaos and the sad misery that's going on currently in Afghanistan. You saw the videos of people chasing U.S. airplanes down the runway, crowds of Afghanis trying to get on the planes, clinging to them as the planes took off and falling off the landing gear out of the sky. Just recently, there's been reports that moms are handing babies over barbed wire fences and their children to U.S. soldiers. New York Post reported that they were throwing them to British soldiers, some of the babies hitting the barbed wire. This is devastating. But this is what happens, again, if you picture the American forces, the Western forces, as representing law and order. When that is removed, a tidal wave of evil comes in instantaneously. And in fact, upholding law and order is a Christian principle. Ordered liberty comes out of the worldview of the Bible, where even in the Old Testament, the Ten Commandments, the law was used to restrain evil and maintain the civil society. Now, all of these never-Trumpers and all of the liberals, obviously, but even people allegedly on our side, conservative purists who couldn't get behind Trump, and even evangelical Christians, here's what I would say to you. Go ahead. You want to roll back all of the fundamental pillars of law and order in our society. You want to uphold socialism and welfare and spreading wealth around, suspending the right to private property. You want to deny the right to self-defense, the right to bear arms, out of some strange, misguided, self-righteous attitude of pacifism. Go ahead. Take away our right to defend ourselves with guns. Suspend the right to private property, promoting abortion, destroy the sanctity of life, overturn traditional marriage, abrogate or suspend lawful citizenship with open borders and the admittance of hordes of refugees, mandate masks on people, violating their own personal property rights, overturn elections and allow for election fraud. And even you see these Republicans just shutting their mouths and saying, we're not going to question anymore the election results of 2020. This is what I say to all of these folks in America on the left or on the right who couldn't stand Trump, who hated Trump. Go ahead, see what happens when you suspend the rule of law. As I just said, like a rushing tidal wave, evil comes in. And that's the misery you're seeing in Afghanistan right now. You pull back the rule of law and the ethical foundations upon which law is based, like the sanctity of property and life, and you're going to end up with chaos, with rape, with pillaging, with theft, with murder. And reports are already coming out of Afghanistan of the kinds of things that the Taliban has done and is about to do and perpetrate against the innocent civilians. What is needed in Afghanistan is law and justice, just like Donald Trump implemented against those beasts, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Qasem Soleimani. Baghdadi killed himself when the American forces were coming in, blew himself up with some kids. Qasem Soleimani, we remotely killed with a missile straight into his car, blew him up. That's justice, folks. That's law and order. That's what we need. To solve the problem in Afghanistan, we need to turn around, go back, reclaim our airbase, and blow up the enemy, kill the bad guys. And so many people would say, oh no, that's brutal. You're talking like a war hawk. No, what I'm talking about is implementing justice. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Rolling back and retreating from law and justice does not yield a society that is ordered, prosperous, and free. Uphold law. Execute justice. And that will maintain liberty and freedom for all.